Hey everyone, it's Caddy. You are in the February Cafe. I have Simon Laban, my fabulous co-host on Whoosh, lead singer of Duran Duran, and all-around great guy in the cafe today. Welcome, Simon.
Hi, I need a really strong coffee today. I just yawned. Now, that doesn't usually happen to me at this point.
So no, but anyway. No beverage, no alcohol beverage.
Off the booze. I am off the booze.
Hooch. All right. Yeah. So a strong coffee for you, and I have water in the cafe. So this is an interesting cafe in the sense that we've taken questions from fans. We've collated them off of our social media. And we usually do that in the beginning months when we restart a year. Because it's fun and it gives the fans the opportunity to ask questions. So let's see how many we can answer in the short time we have together.
Okay. Is it like a speed answer?
Could be. Well, no.
The shortest possible answers. Yes. No.
Medium.
Maybe. Next is my favorite answer. Next.
Okay. Yeah. Medium. We'll do a medium. Okay. So we're going to start off with a question from Terry DuPont. Simon, you are a multi-talented musician. I read in your childhood, you actually learned to play the violin. Would you consider playing other instruments for future recordings? Terry.
Yeah, I love playing new instruments. I think it's quite misleading when somebody says, oh, he learned to play the violin. I mean, I learned to play the kind of violin that scares the cat. That's what I learned. But I always love it when there's a new instrument around and just to get to see how it sounds and how it works and what it is. You know, I played vibraphones on Last Chance on the Stairway. Just because they were there in the studio and I wanted to have a go. You'd be surprised. Instruments are, if you've got a rough idea of what you want to do, new musical instruments aren't that difficult.
For you.
Of course, then there are the ones that you have to have, you know, actual expertise in getting the sound out of them, like the trumpet or... The flute is quite difficult too, because it's all about the angle of your blow and everything.
Yeah, that would be hard, I think, if you didn't have it. I think musical talent is a superpower as far as I'm concerned. Junie Marie has a question I don't think has been asked before. I don't believe Simon has ever used the words, I love you, in a song. And I thought about this, Simon, and I thought, I think she might be right. Anyway, she wants to know how come.
First off, you're absolutely right. I just have never felt it was the right thing to write in a song. I mean, maybe it will be one day, but up to now, that has not been a line that I've ever wanted to use.
Interesting. A lot of fans, when she posted that question, wrote underneath, that's a great question. That's a great question. So clearly it's crossed other people's mind. Sonia Hollis says, if you had to choose only one outfit to wear again from a past video, which one would it be?
From a past video Oh, that's a tricky question. I tell you what, mm-hmm. I loved my outfit in Hungry Like the Wolf, the kind of the slightly kind of creamy yellow silk suit with the leather bits on the corners. I loved that suit. I really did.
Did you wear that in Lonely in Your Nightmare too?
Maybe, because I only had about three outfits. I would definitely have got multiple uses out of them, out of each outfit. For sure.
I like that outfit. I know which one you're talking about. Janine Carbo says, in their recent live shows, what made the band change their introductions from Girls on Film to During Planet Earth? Such questions.
That's a good question too. Well, we'd use Girls on Film for the band introductions for a long, long time. A really long time. I think we were doing the band introductions in Girls on Film in way back in like 2005, 2006. So I just think it was time for a change and we decided to change it.
You think it'll change again? Or are you going to keep it?
Sure. No, it will. It will change again. Yeah.
David Reynolds says, Simon, You were present when David Kirschenbaum was remixing Rio for the U.S. market. He did side one. Why did he leave side two untouched? I've wondered since 1982.
Because it's fucking perfect.
That's it. Don't say anything else. Holly Michaels. I was wondering the other day if Simon feels the same about the songs he's written now, that it's been many years for some of them. So do the lyrics ring true now as they did in his 20s? Holly. Slightly confusing question.
I think what Holly means is, do the songs that I wrote when I was in my 20s still ring true to me now, right?
Right.
Yes, they do. They do, but I do see that. I mean, I'm also very much aware of who I was in my 20s, and I was a different kind of person then. I mean, we all change, but they still ring true now.
Becky Rock. Hi, nothing important, but wondering if you ever got the very long letter my friend and I sent into Saturday Superstore. We wrote it on a roll of wallpaper, and it was 15 foot long. We were trying to win the meet and greet. We did not win.
I got a lot of things sent to Saturday Superstore. Saturday Superstore was a Saturday morning kids TV show that finished in about 1987.
Okay,
so that's how long ago we're talking about, Caddy. I'd be honest with you, I don't remember reading a letter written on a roll of wallpaper. I have to say, knowing me as I do, I would have probably taken one look at it and said, somebody else can have this. You know, I have a notoriously short attention span.
I can vouch. He does. But darn, is he cute. Mary Beth Brown says, just finishing Bono's Surrender. Good read. I love the beauty of your words in the air, but any chance you'd put pen to paper one day for something similar to what Bono's done?
What write songs like Bono? You mean an autobiography?
Surrender. Yeah. I think he talks about his lyrics.
Oh, does he?
I don't know. That's interesting. I've not seen the book.
Maybe. I mean, you know, there's old, I always say, never say never.
There's a lot
never
for you to say.
Never say never. Yeah. I mean, there's so much to do, and it feels. Yeah, it really does. It feels like there's a lot to do.
I'm waiting for Simon to do voiceovers, so the book could come after that, because he should be a voiceover king, I think. Chris Meyer says, Simon, we know Nick loves Halloween. Is there a holiday you're the most fond of, and do you and your family have a tradition associated with it? I think I know the answer to this. Go ahead.
Well, yes, we do. We had it yesterday. It's called Pancake Day. In this country, you have this. There is a religious celebration known as Shrove Tuesday. That's the official name for it. It's the day before Ash Wednesday, and I think that it sort of goes back to the day when it's the beginning of Lent. Shrove Tuesday, I think, is also Mardi Gras.
I was just going to connect it to Mardi Gras.
But
right.
In we don't have Mardi Gras, but we do have Pancake Day. Now, Pancake Day is very important because you all get together. The kid, it's really for kids as well, and you eat pancakes. Now, when I was a kid, we were very traditional. Our pancakes were flat pancakes. They don't have any bicarbonate soda in, so they're like crepes, you know.
Right, right.
And you didn't. All you ever used to put in them was lemon juice and sugar.
Okay.
And that's it. And that's still the way I like them.
So is that a tradition? Oh,
it's making me hungry just thinking of them. Anyway, so I made. You make the batter. The batter. It's there's a specific recipe for the batter. It's one. This is the ratio: 100 grams of plain flour to two eggs,
okay,
to 300 mil of, that's milliliters of semi-skimmed milk, so that would be like vitamin D, 2% milk for you, and that's a rough sort of mixture. Also a big pinch of salt, and then and you you mix all that up, and then you stick it in the fridge for at least half an hour because it does something to it. And you bring it out, and then you have to have your pan really well hot and see. So it takes me at least 5 minutes to get the pan heated up. The whole pan's got to be really hot. Otherwise, the first couple of pancakes are a bit crap.
Okay. But
the first couple of pancakes usually are a bit crap anyway. But then you pour an amount and you make a pancake and you swill it around, and then about a minute and a between a minute and a minute and a half on each side, and then you end up with a lovely pancake, and you put sugar and it's lemon juice on it. Some people put maple syrup, some people put Nutella or Pisti, which is this pistachio kind of spread. Or, you know, Grand Marnier, that's a bit posh and sort of grown up for me.
So is it more like a crepe?
Yes, exactly.
So it's not a thick American.
No, it's not. Okay. There's no bubbles in the mixture.
Oh, that's so great.
And you put the sugar and the lemon juice on. Then you roll it up into a long thing and you cut it like it's like a Swiss roll. You cut it across and pop those bits in your mouth. I'm getting so hungry.
Me too. I want to come over next year. Salvo Durrani. So I'm going to think that might not be his last name.
Salvatore, probably from Italy. I think I know.
Yes,
you.
I think we know Salvo. My question is about your duet with Dolly Parton. Have you record? Okay. Oh, sorry. Did you record your part in the studio with her or on your own? And what can you tell us about the final result? I don't know what you're allowed to tell, but.
I'm not allowed to talk about the final result, except for the fact that I think we sound great together. And I did my own little, I tried to make it as much like me as possible and not me doing an impersonation of a country singer. Dolly sounds amazing. Unfortunately, we weren't together when I recorded my parts, but the track was sent over, and then I did my recording. We sent it all back. And that's kind of the modern way of recording these days.
I love that you're on the album, personally. It says a lot about you. Cayenne Yamaguchi. I miss Simon's Reader. Me too, Cayenne. Do you have any recent book recommendations?
Well, I've been getting into interesting sort of things. What's really great? Let me have a quick look, see if I can bring out something, a great recommendation. Yeah, hold on. Well, I've been, there's a fantastic, there's an amazing science fiction writer. His name is Adrian Tchaikovsky. I'm not sure what the series is called, but the first one I think is called The Children of something. There's a series, you'll have to find out. It's, I think one of the books is called The Children of Ruin.
Oh, okay.
It's a very, very clever, he's a fantastic science fiction writer, very different from anybody else. In one of them, it's a great story. This woman who's sort of very, very egotistical scientist decides to go, and she's sick of the human race on Earth. So she gets a spaceship and flies out to a planet that she thinks can be, you know, terraformed and inhabited. But she doesn't make it for humans. She puts these monkeys on, and she gives them this virus which makes them evolve twice as fast. But the thing is, the monkeys die out, and there are also some insects and arachnids that went on this planet as well, and the spiders get this virus and they get really clever. And they evolve, and it's so clever. It's such a great, great. There's three books in the series so far, and I think
is it a little
Adrian Tchaikovsky,
huh? Or is it like a new spin on Planet of the Apes, or is it like a little scary?
No, it's not like that at all. It's just, it just isn't.
Okay, I believe you.
I mean, there are so many fantastic books. Oh my goodness.
Are you looking for more?
I'm looking for more. I mean, I've been also getting
interesting book. It's called I'm Glad My Mother Is Dead. It's not terrible.
Really? Sounds terrible, but I.
It is, but it's from a child, a girl who grew up a child star, and her mother really pushed her, and it was just an interesting.
I think
it's sort of a title that grabs attention because she did love her mother a lot.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the best books I've been reading recently.
Yeah, let me hear.
The author's name is Mick Herron.
Yeah.
The series is called Slow Horses. It's been made into a TV series on Apple TV Plus.
Oh yeah, with
Gary Oldman and Jack Loudon. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant it is. And the books are even better. John turned me onto them. So yeah, that would be my number one recommendation. Well, my number one spy recommendation.
Okay.
That's right.
Any others?
I'm trying to think. Maybe like some kind of what else would there be? I've been reading a lot of Ruth Rendell, who wrote Inspector Wexford. She's just so. This, how would you explain it? These stories are. They're so twisted. They're so twisted and dark. There's a very, very dark humor in there. Ruth Rendell, not the Inspector Wexford novels. Things like The Crocodile. I think it's called The Crocodile. The Crocodile Bird. That's a good one. Yeah. Mm. And of course, I've been reading a series called The Rivers of London by Ben Aaronovitch, which is spelt like Aaronovitch. All right, Ben Aaronovitch, and there's a huge series of books, and they're about these ghosts and this policeman who is kind of he works for a psychic agency. It's like it sounds terrible when I try and explain it, but they are so good.
Are they funny?
They're so funny. And if you're into audiobooks, this is probably this would be my right up there with my favorite ever audiobooks. Because they're read by a guy called Cobner Holbrook Smith. Yes, Cobner Holbrook Smith. That's his name. And he's a fantastic voice. Start off with the book called The Rivers of London. It's just amazing. That's enough.
Those are great. I think every time
that was Simon's Reader.
Yeah, seriously. Every time we do a cafe, you should recommend a new book.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll incorporate Simon's Reader into Kathy's Cafe.
Did you just call me Kathy?
No.
You did.
I called you. I said Kathy. Kathy's Cafe. It's too complicated.
Catherine Jones, and she spells her name correctly, Kathryn. As a poet, I'm very interested in the creative process and impressed how Duran Duran continues to write songs that touch a chord, pun intended, with so many listeners across decades, generations, and continents. What are some of the sources of your creativity, Catherine?
Boredom is one of I think it's probably the main driver of creativity. What is it that makes you creative? Just as create when other kids were like sort of going playing football, I was drawing pictures and trying to write poetry. Don't know. I mean, it's just a family thing, I suppose. I mean, I always grew up with music around me, so I always thought that I could do it because it was there. Yeah, I think that's all I got to say on the matter.
You have good parents, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They encourage your creativity, I think. Sonia Van Geisel said, will there be a musical with all Duran Duran songs? Is it something you guys desire or not so much?
Sonia, it's a great idea. We're sort of always looking at ideas. There's something in the pipeline at the moment, but you know these things, you never know if they're actually going to come to fruition. So it's always good to have more than one iron in the fire.
Good answer. Melanie Smith, is there a song that you are particularly proud of? And if you had to choose an artist to cover it, who would it be?
Say that again.
I think it's a twofold question, but I think the good part of the question is if you had to choose any artist to cover a Duran Duran song, who would you choose? Melanie, I'm shortening your question for you.
I'd love Billie Eilish to do a cover of a Duran Duran song.
That would be good. Jolie Linley If Simon had to pick a favorite up-and-coming artist he's chosen for Whoosh in the past year, who would it be and why? And Caddy says you can't choose Lobster Bomb.
Lobster Bomb, because they're just brilliant. There are so many. It's almost impossible for me to come up with one. Who else is really up in the air? I mean, I love Courting. They're going to be coming a long way. Yeah. Lobster Bomb and Courting.
There you go. We're going to end. You know what? Simon and I are both getting tired. So we're going to take one last question. Tired, hungry, things to do. Ada Luisa, mm-hmm. Do you prefer to be called an artist or a musician? That's a good question.
Don't care. Absolutely makes no difference to me whatsoever what people call me. They can call me asshole. It's all the same thing to me.
As long as they don't call you late for dinner. Why would you even say that? Being called an asshole is derogatory. And you're talented and kind.
I don't care though, buddy. You know, what people call you is irrelevant. Oh my God, the light here is so beautiful. The tops of the trees have gone orange. The sky is blue. The sun's going down. And I'm going to say goodbye. You guys are wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming into the cafe, Simon. We'll see you again in the February, March, April, May. Yeah, around the summertime. You are lovely. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Thank you so much. Ciao. Thanks, Caddy.